the new time, we're up to a very important segue in Shmona Esrei. And in fact, this fact that we're segueing from the beginning three brachos to the middle section of brachos actually explains an anomaly in the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei. If you look at the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei, you'll notice that it starts differently than all the other bakasha brachos, meaning we know the Gemara brachos tells us that the pattern of which we have our Shmona Esrei is that first you have to have shavach, brachos of praise, then you have the brachos of bakasha, of request, and then you come to the brachos of hodah, of thanks, right? So most of the brachos of bakasha start with what? Right away, bakasha. Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei, God heal us. Barech aleinu, bless us. Slach lanu avinu, forgive us. Tekah b'shofar gadol l'cheir seinu, meaning each one starts right away with the request. There's only one bracha that doesn't start with the request right away, and which is that? It's the first bracha in the section of bakasha. The first bracha in the section of request is Kivi said, Ata chonen l'adam das, umelamid l'enosh bina. When we say that you graciously give to human beings intelligence and you teach mankind insight, and then you say, Chanenu me'itcha de'a bina vaskel, please graciously give us from you the knowledge, the insight, and wisdom. Right? So the question is, why? Why is this bracha different than all the other brachos? Manishtana bracha zumikala brachos. And so, right, don't worry, we're not there yet, because you're getting chametz all over. My wife will kill me. If this was Adar Sheni, you would not be eating it like this. There would be, I'm saying, there would be plastic on the tablecloth, you know. But the idea is that, really, this is the segue bracha, that we're going from the section of shavach, of praise, and now we're going right into the request. There is also another interpretation, Ata chonen la'adam das. What does chonen mean? Chonen, many explain, graciously give. What is chonen? Chen means lashon of chinam, an expression of what? Of free. Ata chonen la'adam das, God, you just give us, you give insight for free, meaning without us really deserving it. And some say that this introduction to the fourth bracha is not really an introduction just to the fourth bracha, it's an introduction to the whole section of bakasha. That all the bakashos Hashem gives us, all the requests that we're now about to ask for, ata chonin la'adam. God, you give it for free even though we don't deserve it. And that's why we have even the chutzpah to come and ask for all these things, because we know, ata chonen l'adam, you give it to human beings for free. Even when we're not deserving, Hashem, you give it to us. That's why I have the chutzpah to ask for parnasa. That's why I have the chutzpah to ask for healing. That's why I have the chutzpah to ask for intelligence and redemption and everything that I'm asking for. And that's really, many explain, a hakdama to all of bakasha, an introduction to all of the brachos of the request section. But it is important to note, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter points out, one of the Gedolei Kabbalah of Yerushalmi, points out in one of his Svarim, that, you know, normally when you look at tefillah from a Kabbalistic perspective, we know that there are four different worlds that a person can go through in this world, four olamos, four spiritual realms. The first is asiya, the world of doing, then is yitzira, the world of formation, when you're taking something and you're making something out of something else that already exists. Then there's the world of bria, which is the world of creation ex nihilo, something from nothing. And then the fourth world that we can maybe touch is the world of atzilus. The world of atzilus with an aleph, meaning etzel, that you're right next to God. Right? So the Balei HaKabbalah explained that davening is patterned on a trip through the four worlds. The first section of davening every day is what? Is the Birchos HaShachar, the morning brachos, and Karbanos. That's the world of Asiya, the world of doing. All the brachos are about physical phenomenon. Then Psuke de Zimra is the world of Yitzira, the world of formation. Shema and the Birchos Kriya Shema is the world of Bria, and that's why Yotzer Aru Vorei Choshech. We talk about Bria a lot in the Birchos Kriya Shema. And then we come to Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is the world of Atzilus. So the question is, Avi, Shmona Esrei is the world of Atzilus? Atzilus, when you're the closest to Hashem? What's Shmona Esrei? For so many of us, what's Shmona Esrei? It's our shopping list. You know, I want to do well with this, and I want to do well with that, and I want to win the Mega Millions, and I'd like redemption, I'd like shiduchim, I'd like this, meaning, right, it's like a laundry list. Shemoneh Esrei is a laundry list of what we want, a shopping list. So this is Atzilus, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says, how can that be? How can it be that this is Atzilus, that this is the highest level? So what does Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter say so beautifully? The world of Atzilus is when you recognize everything is Hashem. When you ask Hashem for intelligence, and when this bracha, we'll get more to this bracha itself, but you know how much is related to this bracha for intelligence? All the decisions you make in your life are based on that bracha. Having kavan in that bracha, Balei Kabbalah say, means whether or not you'll make smart decisions. That's the kavana you should have, just one of the kavanas you should have in this bracha, V'atachonein l'adam das. Right? So, Mamish, all of these things, you understand that my intelligence is all from Hashem. The decisions I make are going to be from Hashem, divinely inspired. Health is all from Hashem. Parnas is all from Hashem. Shiduchim all from Hashem. Everything is b'yad Hashem. That's where Yaakov Meir Shechter says why Shemoneh Esrei is the world of Atzilus. Why when you have bakashas in davening, that mamish is like the highest level. We don't really have bakashas until Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe a little Ava Rabba, which is interesting. We're not going to get into that now. We've discussed Ava Rabba at other times. But that's where Yaakov Meir Shechter says that the highest level of existence is when you ask God. And that's why many Sifrei Kabbalah actually point out that when you come to the section of Shemoneh Esrei, according to some, this is really when you're fulfilling the mitzvah midaraisa of davening. Because according to the Ramban, what's the mitzvah midaraisa of davening? When is it Torah law to daven? And in Eitz Tzara. In a time of distress, when you need something and you ask for it. So there are many Balei Kabbalah that say, Sifrei Kabbalah, when you finish Hakel HaKadosh, and you start Ata Chonein Lodam Das, you should pause for a moment and think that right now, I'm really fulfilling the mitzvah midaraisa of tefillah. That this is where I'm fulfilling what real tefillah is, where it means asking God, that's what it really is. Rav Matzio Salomon Shlita, should have Refuah Shleima, the Lakewood Mashkiach, he points out, though, that this does lead to a little bit of broken fantasies. This leads, unfortunately, a time to great disillusionment with the whole concept of tefillah and the whole concept of talking to God. Because if tefillah really is about bakasha, very often what happens?
God says no.
If it doesn't happen, tefillah doesn't really work. Tefillah doesn't really work. I don't understand. I've been asking for something. I once had a Talmud tell me. I've been davening for over 10 years that my sister should get married. He had a much older sister. And he came to yeshiva. He just wouldn't daven. He's like, it doesn't work. It's not real. I've been asking for 10 years. Why can't my sister get married? Right? I hear it. And Rav Matzio Salomon says there's a great danger in tefillah, in looking at only as the shopping list. He says, what you have to understand, exactly the two ideas we've been saying from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter and the Sifrei Kabbalah, Rabbi Matzio Salomon brings them together. And he says, what is tefillah? Why is there a chiyuv d'oraisa to daven be'eis tzara? Because by crying out to Hashem in an eis tzara, you know what it means? It means you recognize everything's b'yad Hashem and it's going to bring you closer to Hashem. It's like the classic answer of Rabbunim v'Peshis. Why is the curse of the snake from the original sin, right, that you're going to eat dust of the earth? That's going to be your food. That means unlimited food supply, right?
Wouldn't it make sense that being able to be thankful in a time of an Instar would be the highest level?
That's a very high level. No, that's not the mitzvah of the Raisa. That's a very high level. But that's not a Pashtun level. The Torah can't demand that a person experiences a tzara and says, thank you, God, can I have another?
Oh, no.
They say that was the difference.
For everything that's good.
Being thankful for things that's good. So there is an expression of that. That might not be the mitzvah midaraisa of tefillah, though. Meaning there is a karban toda, for example. I mean, certainly there is the notion of halal the hodah. There's an inyan of a sudas hodah. There definitely is a notion that we have an obligation to give thanks to God. And that is a Torah obligation to give thanks to God. But it might not find expression in tefillah dafka. You know what I'm saying? It might not find expression in tefillah. Like that's where there is this notion of a sudas hodah, for example. Of giving a meal, meaning doing an action. Not enough to say it. You have to actually act upon it in some ways. But this idea of Matzeo Salomon bringing together, saying that when you ask in tefillah, ironically enough, you're not necessarily asking so God will answer based upon what you want. You're asking as an act almost of, as Rabbi Tarragon spoke last week, of submission to God. Saying, I know it's not really in my hands. I know it's really in your hands. He says, of course we ask. And of course, Hashem wants to give, and we hope that the gzeir shall be from Shemaim that will give. But just because you don't get, doesn't mean that tefillah is not working. The purpose of tefillah is to connect you to God, not to get what you want. And therein lies the danger. There's the danger that when it just becomes a shopping list, so then people feel, if I didn't get what I wanted out of the supermarket, clearly the supermarket stinks. Right? If tefillah isn't, you know, if I'm not getting what I'm asking for, you know, I've been asking to win the Mega Millions for you know how many years now? I haven't really. Like every so often I say, it wouldn't hurt, you know, I'm going to buy a ticket, it's, you know, a lot of money. But okay, the Eibishter has other plans, and, you know, I'm certainly submit my das to the Eibishter and my rutzin to the Eibishter on that. But this is something very important, that how can it be, some struggle, how can it be that bakasha is the essence of tefillah, and that's where you're in that tzilus, but yet so often so many people are disillusioned, and that, I think it's an important idea from Rav Salomon, that asking does not necessarily mean expecting to be answered the way you want. And in fact, if you remember, I don't assume anyone remembers any drushas I gave, but this was a drush a number of months ago. The Gemara actually tells us that iyun tefillah is something that is mekatzer yom of shel adam. What's iyun tefillah causes your life to end early? What is iyun tefillah? What do the Rishonim say iyun tefillah is? People who daven really long and they what? They expect God is going to answer their prayers. Like they wait for it. Such people, the Gemara says, are going to die early. You know why? You're going to die of heartbreak. Just because you put in, meaning tefillah is not how you manipulate God. Tefillah is not manipulating Hashem. So that's why you daven long, expect, okay, I daven long, now he has to do it. I have to really win the Powerball now. I have to really win the Mega Millions. No. And the Gemara, in fact, says people who pray with such expectation, mekatzer yom av shel adam. Meaning your days are going to be shortened, whether it means literally, whether it means spiritually. As Nebuch, that Talmud of mine, who really found it very hard to daven for a long time. Mom, she was learning great in Gemara, it was amazing. Gemara, he doesn't do tefillah, it doesn't work. Mom, she's in the room, he's just standing there learning, like with the sefer. I mean, he was there with the sefer, it was impressive, you know? But he just said, it doesn't work. I've been davening for 10 years. You know? It's an amazing thing. So this, when we approach Bakashas, we have to know the very act of asking is the kiyum of tefillah. The very act of asking is understanding that a kol b'dei shamayim and bringing us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. So this is just a hakdama to the idea of Bakasha b'chlal. Idea of Bakasha b'chlal. And now we have to come to the first Bakasha. So it's important to note, as we said, that it starts differently than all other brachas. It's an anomaly. And perhaps it's a function specifically of this bracha being the transition from Shevach to Bakasha, or is it setting the tone for all of Bakasha? That we have to know when it comes to all requests that really we're asking for them, even though we mamash don't deserve them. In this way, it's actually very similar to how we start Shmoneh Esrei, because how do we start Shmoneh Esrei? If you remember on our Shiurim in the beginning, this is a long time ago, but in Avos, why do we start Shmoneh Esrei with the Bracha of Avos? Because we have no right to really even approach God. In whose merit am I talking to God? In the merit of, right, in the merit of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That I'm a grandchild of Avram Avinu. That's how I talk to you now, God. That's the chutzpah that I have to approach you and to talk to you straight is because I'm from them, right? Meaning a certain humility when we come in. And some say that's atachonin lodam das. It's really setting the tone for all bakasha. But why is this the first bakasha? Why is this the first bakasha? So the tour in Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Tezvav, the tour, the son of the Rush, right? One of the great Rishonim, the one that came up with the whole notion of a Shulchan Aruch, of the Arba Turim, the Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the standard Shulchan Aruch, he based it on the Tur, right? He followed the chapter headings of the Tur. But that was the first Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, the son of the Rush. And the Tur says that every bracha has a specific amount of words, every bracha has a specific amount of letters, and it's meduyak, and it's very careful, there are messages in each. So we know that the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, isn't into that so much. Why? Because Sfaradim and Ashkenazim have a different number of words, right? In this bracha, there's only one bracha that's the same between both. There's only one bracha that they say. I haven't checked all Siddurim. They say there's only one bracha that Mamash has the same Nusach in all Shmona Esrei's, meaning in all Eidot HaMizrach, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, Nusach Ari. Which is it? We're going to wait. I'm not going to tell you right now. It's not this one. I'll tell you it's not this one. It's not Atachonein L'Adam Das, right? But why is this the first one? So the tour says when you count up the words in Atachonein L'Adam Das, you'll see how many words is it? It's 17 words. What has the gematria of 17? Tov. Tov. Torah is the greatest good, right? I'm the greatest good, you'll ever, right? No, if you didn't remember that movie, no. Okay, it's a Pixar reference, incredible. Whatever. But I'm the greatest good you'll ever find, right? That's mentioned a lot in this house. But meaning, Atachonin Lodam Das, it's the greatest Tov you can ask for. And what's the ultimate Raya? The ultimate Raya, of course, is Melachim Aleph Perakimel. Because what happens in Melachim Aleph Perakimel? We're told Shlomo HaMelech becomes king, he loves God very much, and God comes to him in the night and says to him, what do you want? Whatever you want, I'm going to give you. And what does Shlomo HaMelech ask for? He asks for Chachma. And Hashem says that was the right choice. You didn't ask for long life, you didn't ask for your enemy's life to be cut short, you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for honor. I'm going to give you all those things because you asked for the right thing. Is there any greatest proof that the first thing that we have to ask for is Chachma? It's Chachma. Everything depends on Chachma. My grandmother, Zichrona Levracha, Alei Hashalom, whose Yahrzeit is coming up. Coming up soon, actually. So she would always say, if you got this, if you have your mind, you got everything. The knees can go, the back can go, the legs can go, the wrists can go. If you got this, you got everything. And Nebuch, you know, because she took care of my grandfather for many years, when Nebuch, he didn't have that. He didn't have his mind. And it was very, very difficult on many, many levels. But this is the first thing to ask for. Atachonin lodam das. Why is das the ultimate good? Because without das, you don't know what good is. Without das, how do you know what's good? How do you know what's ra? We live in a very convoluted world, as the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, after the Chet of Adam. I didn't get to that, the Pshischevart. Okay, well, I'll owe that to you. No, remember? I'm sorry, backtracking. We said, why is it that the snake's punishment is that he eats dust, then he has an endless supply of food, so then he never has to ask God for it. I mean, God says, I don't want to have anything to do with you. The very act of asking means there's a connection. Right, so that's an important yisod. That's every time we ask, we're totally on Hashem, right? That's why Eretz Yisrael is the land of the Jews. What is Eretz Yisrael dependent upon? At least now with desalinization plants and stuff, it wasn't as totally.
Rain.
Mamish, you lived or died by rain in Israel. That's all God's hands, right? It wasn't the Nile, it wasn't the Fertile Crescent, the Tigris and Euphrates. It was all totally, all dependent on the rain. You lived and died by the rainfall amounts in Israel. Right? So that's the idea, that how important it is to ask. But here, when we talk about Tov, so Eitz Hadas Tov Hara, that after we, Adam and Chava, that's when everything became subjective, good and bad. It's a challenge of this world to be able to perceive, to be able to understand really what's true, what's false, what's good and what's bad. So that's why it's the first bracha, because without Das, you don't know. You don't know. It looks shiny, it looks nice, but if you don't know that that's poison, you're going to die. It looks nice, it smells good, you even taste it, it tastes good, but if you know that that's poison, and it's dangerous, you know, mamish. So that's why it's pashut, that the first thing we have to have is das, to be able to go through this world. But even more, the Gemara, Maimer Chazal, Vayikra Rabba, all have a similar version of a rabbinic dictum. Who made it a song? I think Avram Fried made it a song. Da kani Machaser, Dolokoni, Makoni. Zeh Mamer Shenemar B'Marava. Dokoni, Machaser. If you acquire this wisdom, Torah, what are you lacking? Udolokoni, Makoni. If you don't acquire this, then what have you acquired? Zeh Mamer Shenemar B'Marava. That's what they used to say in Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham of Eretz Yisrael used to say, if you have wisdom, you have Torah, you have everything. If you don't, you spend time acquiring other things, you wasted your time. What did you acquire? Meaning that when a person gets to the Olam HaEmes, this is the most important thing. Have you acquired wisdom? Do you understand? Have you acquired perspective, the right perspective? And that's what you need for Das. And that's why, famously, the Gemara also in Brachos discusses, what do we add into the Brach of Atochonin Ladam Das every Motze Shabbos? We add in Havdalah. We add in Havdalah, Atochon Antonu. So the two pshatim, why do we add an Atochon Antonu to Chonin Adas? On the one level, because it's the first of the weekday brachos. Right? It's the first of the weekday brachos. It's a difference between a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Another pshat is, why do we add it into Atochon Antonu Ladam Das, or Salvechik Esolpiz? Because to be able to be mavdil, to be able to separate between Chodesh and Chol, Tov V'Ra, what do you need? You need Seichel. You need Seichel, you need Das. Without Das, you don't know how to be mafred anything. You don't know how to live. You don't know how to value things. So that's why Dokani Machoser, the Lokani Makani. If you don't have wisdom, you're lacking everything. It's Kemat, you don't have anything, because you don't understand what's good, what's not good, and that's what the Torah is saying. And when we say this bracha, we have to know what really rides on this bracha. This bracha is intelligence. Intelligence is not given to you by your genes. Intelligence is something that you can work on and you can expand. There are certain people have, you know, clear special needs. But for most people, you think, oh, he's so much smarter, he's not. I heard with my own ears, Rav Chaim Ilson told me that for growth in Torah, success in Torah, it's about one thing and one thing alone, he told me. Amelus, how much you care about it and how much you go after it. He told me, I could tell you, a major Rosh Hashiva, when he came to YU, he couldn't read a Chumash with Rashi. He's a major Rosh Hashiva now. He's a major, major Rosh Hashiva. How can that be? Because he plugged away. He didn't know it. He just plugged away time and time and time again. He sat there in the YU Beis Medrash late at night with that. It's an amazing thing. It's not totally necessarily what you get. How much do you go for it? How much do you work towards something like this? This bracha, we said, the right decisions, bina, insight, to be able to understand situations. That's why they say women have greater insight into situations, into people's personality than men. Why? Because they have bina yisera, they have extra bina. Bina is the insight to make decisions. That's why, very often I've gone to tzaddikim for etzus, the first thing they've told me is, what does your wife think? What does your wife think? Big tzaddikim. They also know shalom bayis is important, right? But there's an idea, the Gemara says, that a woman has certain insight into people more than men. There's a bina yisera. When you're saying this bracha, it's also about that you should be able to make correct decisions. You should be able to have good insights. And also, there's another thing that Svarim HaKadoshim say comes from this bracha, your children's academic success. How well your children grow is dependent upon how you say this bracha. It's tremendous. This is a bracha that so much is riding on. So much rides on this bracha, the first bracha of Bakasha. It's the first one of request. Because Chazal, we're highlighting, it's the most important thing is to have your mind, to have wisdom, to have seichel, to have insight, clarity. As the Torah says, this is what Tov really is. If this is what you're lacking, then you're lacking everything. If you have this, then you have everything. The actual bracha itself of Atochon Ein Ladam Das, the Ezus Hashem, we're going to learn next week. It's getting a little late. We don't have to end at 10. We'll end a little early. But I hope I've given you enough to think about also. We'll put a lot here, to this week, work on the kavan of putting your heart into this bracha. What the words mean again, you can look in the art scroll, the Koran, just to understand what the words are, but to understand you're davening for Eitza Tova, you're davening for insight, you're davening for intelligence, for you, for your children, and of course, for growth in Torah. With Birchas HaTorah, Ava Rabba, in this bracha, you're davening for growth in Torah. Ability to enjoy Torah, ability to learn well. That's also all Tali on this bracha.
Shkoyach, shkoyach, Tamar.